The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Lily Defo. In the headlines, Vice President Mahama urges police to be circumspect in handling crowd control. New Shraj Boss pledges to be objective and professional. NYEP launches module on road maintenance and repairs. Banks asked to capitalize on emerging competitive trends in the industry. UN increases Somali aid to $2.4 billion, and naval forces in U.S. and Honduras recover 2.5 tons of cocaine as police in Northern California make 100 arrests against illegal marijuana cultivation. First, a summary by Jonathan Thompson.
Vice President John Mahama has urged police personnel to use tactical mechanism of handling crowd control. He said Ghana is in a constitutional era and unprofessional ways of controlling crowd is unacceptable. Vice President Mahama said this when the committee set up to investigate disturbances between the youth of Madina and Faith Baptist Church over a parcel of land presented its report. The new Commissioner of Charge, Loretta Vivian Lamptey, has promised to discharge her duties devoid of any political influence. She said she will uphold objectivity, transparency and fairness as the core functions of the Commission in handling issues of national interest as well as individuals. The Road Maintenance and Repairs Module of the National Youth Employment Program, NYEP, has been launched in Accra. Launching the module, the Greater Accra Regional Minister, Niyama Ashite, said the initiative will not only create employment, but also help reduce road accidents in the region. Banks in the country have been challenged to take advantage of the competitive banking industry to work efficiently. Government of the Bank of Ghana, Kwesi Emesa Arthur, gave the advice at the launch of the Ghana Association of Bankers Code of Standard in Accra. The UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs has raised its financial aid for Somalia to $2.48 billion to support people hit by severe drought. The UN says financial support is key to prevent the situation from deteriorating any further. Already, thousands of people have crossed the border into other neighboring countries. And reports say naval forces from the U.S. and Honduras have recovered 2.5 tons of cocaine from a semi-submersible craft intercepted off the Honduran coast. Honduran General Rin Osoria said there were more than 5 tons of cocaine on the vessel and authorities will need 2 days to retrieve all of it. In a related development, police in California have uprooted 460,000 plants and made more than 100 arrests in a major operation against illegal marijuana cultivation.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are Toto.
The news now in detail. The committee set up to investigate disturbances between the youth of Madina and the Faith Baptist Church over a parcel of land has presented its report to Vice President John Dramani Mahama at the Castle Osu. Receiving the report, the Vice President called on the public, particularly the security agencies, to consider rules of engagement when it comes to crowd control. He said Ghana is in a constitutional era and lapses with regards to crowd control is unacceptable. Pascaline Adadevo was at the castle.
On May 17 this year, a group of young people were arrested by the police during a demonstration over a parcel of land in Madina. To the youth, the land was the only space in the area which was used for political rallies and other outdoor activities. They therefore went on the demonstration to claim the land which was being taken over by the Faith Baptist Church, a claimed owner of the land. This led to a clash between the police and the youth, in which the police were reported to have fired fired live bullets and volleys of tear gas, killing one person and injuring many. The committee, made up of a team from the Regional Security Council, were tasked to, among other things, look at the remote causes of the riot. The response of the police determined the number of people injured, as well as taking inventory of items damaged. The legal ownership of the land was also ascertained. The leader of the committee, the Greater Accra Regional Minister, Niyama Ashite, outlined the committee's recommendations, which include the release of some 20 youth who were arrested and put before court. Other recommendations are that the youth in Madina and elsewhere must understand that demonstrations must be in line with the Public Order Act. The police must work within the laws, which is the application of minimum force. Families of the dead and injured must be compensated. The report also recommended the need for dialogue between the community and the church. The committee also charged the Attorney General's department to look critically at the ownership of the land, blaming the entire riot on intelligence failure. Vice President John Mahama commended the committee for its swift action. He noted that riots of such nature are regrettable, adding that steps will be taken to forestall future recurrence.
I noticed that with some of the recommendations given, some are capable of being handled at the level of the regional coordinating council. There are others too, for which you would need action at a higher level. And so we'll look at it and look at the various issues raised and see what role government can play in respect of bringing the incident to an amicable and happy ending for all the parties involved.
Vice President John Dramani Mahama, ending a report by Pascaline Adadevo. The new commissioner of Shraj, Loretta Vivian Lamte, says she will be independent of political influence in performing her duties. She said the commission's core function is to be objective and fair in efforts to handle issues of the state and individuals. Ms. Lamte emphasized that Shraj will not deviate from playing its ombudsman role and that measures will be put in place to address current challenges of the commission. She spoke to Kinsley Obinchere.
To educate the public about these things, it's to protect the right of every citizen, but particularly the vulnerable. It is to perform an ombudsman role of being the neutral arbiter in issues of unfairness where two sides, be it corporations, be it individuals, have a dispute that cannot be settled, particularly administrative ones. And the third part of the mandate is to investigate corruption allegations and investigate them fairly and thoroughly.
What do you see with the commission that you think, this is where I want to concentrate some attention, so that everybody will be happy with the ombudsman role I have to play?
When I see what is the total scope of the challenge I have, I know the kind of cases that are coming, but the specific things on the table now will determine my priority. It really won't be initially about my personal priorities. I might feel that anti-corruption is the area that has not had as much success as others, but I may be entirely wrong because, you know, there's the high-profile cases that one gets to know of, and then there's a lot else being done that I, before coming into charge, might not know. So until I actually see what are the priorities within the commission at the moment, what the backlog is, my appointment is a feeling that a recognition that I can be independent. You know, one can have friends and associates on all sides of the political divide, but the position is in itself intended to be independent of government. You know, governments change and go, but constitutional bodies must be there, must stand. So I don't have a concern about that. I would like to reassure him that I don't intend to dance to the tune of any politician.
Commissioner of Shraj, Loretta Lamte. Meanwhile, the Executive Director of the Ghana Anti-Corruption Coalition, Florence Dennis, has called on the new Shraj boss to prioritize tackling anti-corruption issues as the head of the commission. Speaking on Radio Ghana's Behind the News, Ms. Dennis asked Madame Lamte to also collaborate with anti-corruption institutions, since this is one of the ways to help achieve the fight against corruption.
Some of the things that we'll be expecting that we all need to work together is in terms of raising awareness and also hitting hard and not afraid of coming out to talk about his mind, especially in terms of conflict of interest in the public domain and for public officers. It's an issue that if it is well tackled, we believe that it will prevent corruption, especially in the public sector. Also, there are a lot of institutions who are fighting corruption and you need the collaboration of all these institutions.
Do you think we've worked hard in trying to retain people working on such issues? The AG's department sometimes will even be complaining about that one too.
As a nation, our constitutional law even provides some protection, not some, but quite a lot of protection for some of our constitutional bodies such as SHRAG, NCC, which have made them quite very independent in terms of execution of their duties. So it is for those in such positions to ascend themselves to it and utilize the opportunity that the constitution offers to them.
Looking at it, you are supposed to be independent, but your purse will come from somewhere. What do you do?
All of us as a country are purses from one source, but that do not have influence on your independence. Your independence is in the execution of the job that you do. And as we know, there can also be cases where politicians might use the press again, but that is why all of us are around. If there are genuine issues in those cases, then the needed advocacy is that.
Executive Director of Ghana Anti-Corruption Coalition, Florence Dennis, talking to Kingsley Obinchere. The Media Foundation for West Africa has expressed dismay at what it describes as the alarming increase in the use of indecent language in the media landscape. At a media briefing in Accra, Professor Kwame Kekere said the rights to free speech and media freedom have come under threat by radio and television commentators, political party functionaries and public office holders who respect no ethical principles and manners in their public utterances. He bemoaned the situation where false allegations and claims, insulting expressions and blatant lies have characterized discussions on the airwaves. Professor Kakari also expressed displeasure about the manner in which political party functionaries heap vicious accusations against leaders without any justification. He noted that the indecency in communication on radio and television discussions is not reflective of the Ghanaian cultural standards and undermines the contribution of the broadcast media in the advancement of democracy in Ghana. Professor Kakari said the time has come for radio and television networks to ensure that discussants on their current affairs programs are independence-minded to encourage non-sectarian expressions and fairness in discussions. He called on the government to speed up the process of enacting the broadcasting law. The Ghana Broadcasting Corporation has donated 100 Ghana cedis to the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission to seek divine support and fortitude from the Muslim body as the corporation celebrates its 76th anniversary. In a remark, the deputy emir and missionary in charge of the mission, Mauve Yusuf Lawson, charged the corporation to do more to further enhance its image as the only broadcaster with nationwide coverage. Ibrahim Kwarten reports.
The ceremony marked a significant milestone in the relationship between GBC and the Ahmadiyya Mission. Tracing this wonderful partnership, the deputy emir and missionary in charge of the mission, Mauve Yusuf Yosin, traced with nostalgia the remarkable successes achieved by the state broadcaster, which he says stands tall in the broadcasting history of the country. He says though there exists strong competition in the media industry, GBC has never deviated from its core function of setting high moral standards through proper screening of programs before they are aired. He pledged the mission's support in assisting the corporation in whatever form to deliver on its mandate of delivering quality services to Ghanaians. The second trustee of the GBC Divisional Union, Mohamed Ando, who presented the money to the mission on behalf of the corporation, thanked the Ahmadiyya Mission for its continued support to the corporation over the years.
Ibrahim Kwarten reporting. The Coca-Cola Company Limited will from this year organize training for journalists to upgrade their skills. The training, which will be known as the Coca-Cola Media Training for Excellence, will start from the Ashanti region and later spread to the other regions. The franchise manager of the Coca-Cola Equatorial Africa, Rene Becker, announced this at a press soiree in Accra. Mr. Becker presented a check for 3,000 Ghana cedis as his company's contribution towards the 16th DJA Awards for the best health reporting. The presentation is against the backdrop that Coca-Cola is committed to the health and hygiene needs of deprived communities. The president of the Ghana Journalist Association, Ransford Tete, who received the check, expressed gratitude to Coca-Cola's continued support. He, however, urged the media to refrain from issues of insults before, during, and after the 2012 elections. He advised journalists to rather uphold their gatekeeping rule and help sanitize the political terrain. Journalist. Journalists and radio presenters from selected media organizations in the Ashanti region have attended a sensitization workshop in Kumasi on Ghana's forest laws, policies and requirements of the voluntary partnership agreement, which was signed by Ghana in 2009. It was organized by the Working Group on Forest Certification and Rural Development Youth Association, both NGOs in the forestry sector. Participants gained the knowledge necessary to facilitate well-informed radio discussions. Explaining why Ghana entered into the voluntary partnership agreement with the European Union, the director of the Working Group on Forest Certification, Dr. Ernest Abene, said Europe is Ghana's most valued market for its timber exports. Ghana's major commitment, therefore, is to ensure the EU-bound exports are accompanied by information on the compliance of the consignments to the legal standard. It is since Ghana signed the voluntary partnership agreement 2 years ago, Cameroon and Congo have become signatories, while Liberia, Central African Republic, Gabon, Vietnam, Malaysia, and Indonesia are negotiating to come on board. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: Vice President Mahama urges police to be circumspect in handling crowd control. New Shraj Boss pledges to be objective and professional. NYEP launches a module on road maintenance and repairs. Banks asked to capitalize on emerging competitive trends in the industry. UN increases Somali aid to $2.4 billion, and naval forces in U.S. and Honduras recover 2.5 tons of cocaine as police in Northern California make 100 arrests against illegal marijuana cultivation.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are total.
Welcome back. The road maintenance and repairs module of the National Youth Employment Program, NYEP, has been launched in Accra. 1,310 youths have been recruited to carry out the module in the Greater Accra region. The Greater Accra Regional Minister Niyama Ashite, who launched the module, said the initiative will not only create employment, but also help reduce road accidents in the region. Linda Goje reports.
The road maintenance and repairs model of the NYEP was first launched in the central region, followed by the northern, Volta and eastern regions. At the latest event, the Greater Accra Regional Minister Niyama Ashite was positive that the initiative would decrease the unemployment rate in the region. The new job openings will also contribute significantly to socio-economic development of the nation. Niyama Ashite entreated the regional coordinators to monitor the program to ensure value for money.
The objective of the program is to provide our youth with jobs while ensuring that they contribute significantly to the socio-economic development of the nation. I would therefore entreat our youth who will have the opportunity to be enrolled to show interest and commitment that will make the program sustainable, to create a paradigm shift on the substantial capital outlay needed to reconstruct new roads or to replace existing ones that have deteriorated. You should work hard to ensure value for money. You will not be sad if you do not work hard to justify your enrollment on the program.
The national coordinator of NYEP, Abu Kapili, said, despite efforts by government to create jobs for the youth, many of them engage in immoral acts and other social vices.
Linda Goje reporting. The governor of the Bank of Ghana, Kwesi Inisa Afa, has challenged the banking industry to capitalize on the emerging competitive markets to operate effectively and efficiently. He said the world has become a global village confronted with challenges that require innovative ideas. Mr. Inisa Afa was speaking at the launch of the Ghana Association of Bankers Code of Standards in Accra. Here's a report by Mercy Dako.
The Code of Standards is to serve as a guide to members of the Ghana Association of Bankers in their dealings with member banks in Ghana. In 2003, the association launched a similar code which set standards of good practice in the banks and relations with personal customers. Mr. and Mr. Alpha congratulated the association for coming out with such a code to check ethical matters in the banking industry and also to make it trustworthy. He said as competition increases in the banking industry through the licensing of more banks and the emergence of other intermediaries, the scope for unfair business practices can increase. Kentucky charged them to widen their scope to achieve greater heights.
Technology has made the world a very small place. Competition that are faced in the industry are therefore not domestic but global. So in an increasingly interconnected world, we cannot afford to think small or think local. We are in competition with banks beyond our borders, and our customers are looking beyond local banks for opportunities that may be available elsewhere. I want us not just to focus on maintaining our comfort zone, merely satisfying today's needs, but rather think about how we position ourselves to survive in an increasingly competitive world.
Speaking on high lending rates, the president of the Ghana Association of Bankers, Afari Okofo, noted that the industry players are making frantic efforts to cut down on the rate. However, the onus lies on government to institute a debt management policy to improve domestic credit rate.
The position of high level making the country continues to be the bane of the economy. The business community and the government have expressed their frustration. The banking industry, on the other hand, has argued that the high level rates are due more to the cycle of macroeconomic instability that we have experienced over the past 2 decades, including uncertainty in the business environment and the increasing cost of doing business than our high desire for abnormal profits. We are aware that the high interest rates are also
Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Kwesi Emesa-Afa. An amount of 800,000 Ghana cedis has been secured from the Community Water and Sanitation Agency for water supply to more than 7 communities in the South Dai district of the Volta region. The project, initiated by the MP for the area, Eden Asima, will relieve the people from relying on streams and underground water for their livelihood. This came to light when some aggrieved chiefs and leaders of Pewe, Tongo, Gemini, and Palime held discussions with the MP, DCE, NDC executives and opinion leaders at Pewe. The chiefs expressed grave concern about their inability to access quality water and good roads. Mr. Asima announced that tender for the water project will soon be advertised for the award of contracts for work to begin next month. He said some communities in the constituency will benefit from road construction when the Eastern Corridor road project begins, with funding from Exim Bank and the Chinese government. Mr. Asima appeals to the aggrieved traditional leaders to exercise restraints as the government is poised to deliver on its Better Ghana agenda. He was happy that most communities in his constituency have benefited from a number of projects from his share of the common fund. The South Dai DCE, Kafui Sananubekwen, asked the chiefs to continue to take active part in local government and rural development programs. The Greater Accra Regional Branch of the CPP has elected new executives. Nana George Boedi was elected regional chairman, with Telma Lamte as his vice, while Richard Ni Osabukujo won the second vice chairman as an unopposed candidate. The other newly elected executives are Paul Kwamina Anaman, secretary, Co-Mensa organizer, Michael Kwamina Sam, treasurer, Kate Kwe, women's organizer, Isaac Oteng, youth organizer, and Richard Nyanyo, education secretary. The General Secretary of the CPP, Ivor Greenstreet, said the future of the party can only be bright if leaders are united. The MP for Jimoro, Sammy Nkrumah, encouraged the newly elected executives to cultivate the can-do spirit. So we'll be back with some international news.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
The UN has raised its Horn of Africa humanitarian appeal to $2.48 billion for the 12 million drought-hit people, warning that the famine could spread across the region if donors default. The UN says without the needed additional voluntary contributions, it is anticipated that the impact of the famine will spread throughout northern Somalia and over the borders into neighboring countries within the coming 1 to 2 months. Naval forces from the U.S. and Honduras have recovered 2.5 tons of cocaine from a semi-submersible craft intercepted off the Honduran coast near the province of Gracias a Dios. Honduran General René Osorio said there were more than 5 tons of cocaine on the vessel, and authorities will need 2 days to retrieve all of it. The vessel is submerged because the crew tried to sink it after they were intercepted 2 weeks ago. Honduras is on a key route used by cartels trafficking drugs to the U.S. In a related development, police in Northern California have also uprooted 460,000 plants and made more than 100 arrests in a major operation against illegal marijuana cultivation. Police authorities said they had seized 1,500 pounds of processed marijuana, 27 guns, and 11 vehicles over 2 weeks in the Mendocino National Forest. The 900,000-acre site is part of an area known as the Emerald Triangle for its high number of marijuana plots. The raids are part of a wider campaign to remove marijuana from public land. Though no details were given about those arrested over the past 2 weeks, U.S. attorneys said that 25 people are already facing federal charges. At least 80 bodies have been recovered from a river in the northwest of the Democratic Republic of Congo after a ferry collided with a cargo boat. The ferry was carrying at least 200 passengers on the Chuapa River. About 100 people survived, but some passengers are still believed to be missing. Now to end the news, the main points again. The Vice President John Dramani Mahama has urged the police to use tactical mechanism of handling crowd control. He issued the caution when he received a report on the clash between the youth of Medina and the Faith Baptist Church over a parcel of land. The new Shraj Commissioner, Loretta Lamte, has promised to be objective and fair in performing her duties. The Greater Accra Regional Minister Niyama Ashite has launched a road maintenance and repairs module of the National Youth Employment Program in Accra with the hope that it will reduce accidents. The UN has raised its Horn of Africa humanitarian appeal to $2.48 billion for the 12 million drought-hit people, warning that the famine could spread across the region if donors default. And the naval forces from the U.S. and Honduras have recovered 2.5 tons of cocaine from a semi-submersible craft as police in Northern California make 100 arrests in a major operation against illegal marijuana cultivation. That ends the news from Radio Ghana.
Thank you.